right to health and availability and accessibility of health services. The right to health has to be guaranteed for those at risk of CFM and those who have already gone through the practice and are living with the results of it. The right to health is a fundamental right and part of living a life of dignity. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, health can be considered as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity, and the enjoyment of the highest attainable standard of health is one of the fundamental rights of every human being, without distinction of race, religion, political belief, economic, or social condition. Note reference 11. The right to health for all is enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 25, the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, Article 12, the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, Article 12, and the Convention on the Rights of the Child, Article 24. Note reference 12. The Committee for the Convention on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights identifies underlying determinants of health to include safe drinking water and adequate sanitation, safe food, adequate nutrition and housing, healthy working and environmental conditions, health-related education and information, and gender equality. Entitlements include the right to a system of health protection where everyone can enjoy the highest attainable level of health, the right to prevention, treatment, and control of diseases, access to essential medicines, maternal, child, and reproductive health, equal and timely access to basic health services, the provision of health-related education and information, and participation of the population in health-related decision-making at the national and community levels. This includes the key principle of provision for all without any discrimination, and that all services, goods, and facilities have to be available, accessible, acceptable, and of good quality. Note reference 13. Quote, CFM infringes on the SRHR of a girl and impacts on her well-being throughout the life cycle. Girls lack access to accurate information. And the broad gamma of services within the scope of sexual and reproductive health. End of quote. Within this framework, SRHR is an integral part of ensuring the right to health, and must be factored into measures that ensure the principles of provision. For those affected by CFM, this would ensure equitable access to quality health services, including addressing their SRHR. Within this, the achievement of health as a means towards improving and ensuring overall well-being has to take the life cycle into consideration rather than only women's reproductive years. Viewing it holistically ensures that a woman's life and resulting needs are considered in a continuum that starts at birth and progresses through childhood and adolescence to adulthood and old age, where her health and the rights within this realm are considered at every stage. CFM infringes on the SRHR of a girl and impacts on her well-being throughout the life cycle, not just as a young girl. Girls lack access to accurate information about their sexual and reproductive health, including contraception, safe abortion services, and the broad gamma of services within the scope of sexual and reproductive health. The lack of access to these rights means that girls are not only affected physically, but they are also disempowered on a number of fronts. Most importantly, they face unequal power relations with a range of actors in society, not just their husbands. They are consistently, page 9, devalued by their families, communities, and countries. They are unable to make decisions within the marriage, including those decisions related to their bodies that can help protect themselves and ensure their own well-being. Note reference 14.